Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we come live from Gainesville, Florida, my hometown where my high school that I graduated from had their 45th high school reunion last night. I gave the benediction at the beginning of the reunion last night and allowed myself the opportunity to talk about forgiveness and love. But today we turn back to tell us from Jesus how to pray. And he teaches us how to pray today. And we're in the Gospel of Luke. That's our practice today. Chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. He was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'My Father, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" Well, today in Luke 11, verses 1 through 4, Jesus provides his disciples with a profound template for prayer, emphasizing the relationship we hold with our Heavenly Father. This passage begins with the disciples asking Jesus to teach them how to pray, which beckons us to recognize our own need for divine guidance in this essential aspect of our spiritual lives. Jesus responds with the Lord's Prayer, a model that captures both reverence and intimacy with God. The prayer opens with "Our Father in heaven," acknowledging the majesty and authority of God, while also emphasizing his accessibility as a loving parent. This duality invites us to approach God with confidence and intimacy, knowing he desires a deep relationship with his children. These subsequent petitions serve as reminders of our dependency on him, seeking his kingdom, guidance, provision, forgiveness, and protection. In asking for daily bread, we learn not just to seek our physical needs, but also to trust in God's sustenance for our spiritual journeys. The call for forgiveness underscores our need for grace, both in receiving it and extending it to others. Ultimately, Jesus teaches us that prayer is not a mere relationship of words, but an act of complete surrender to God's will. As we immerse ourselves in the practice of prayer, we encounter an invitation to seek wisdom and guidance for our hearts, aligning our desires with God's intentions. This complete surrender allows the Holy Spirit to work within us, molding our hearts to accomplish the will, His will, in all things. By committing to regular prayer, we open pathways through which divine wisdom flows, enabling us to navigate life with purpose and grace. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexander and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. I am so close to you right now, Oliver and Elliot, that I wish that I could reach out and hug you. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers continue for our niece, Brittany. We're going to say some prayers for special intentions for those who asked us to pray for them last night here at the reunion. I spoke to many people who were seeking prayer and consolation in their lives, trying to understand how they practice living in the will of God. And we're praying for your intentions this morning, each and every one of your souls, as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ fit. Today my poem comes from Luke 11, that's verses 1 through 4. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's titled, Teach Us to Pray. Let me make sure the music doesn't run out on us real quick as we move back to the poem. In quiet moments, disciples inquire, Teach us to pray, Lord, our hearts to inspire. With reverence, he speaks of a bond so divine. Our Father in heaven, your love we enshrine. Hallowed be your name, in glory we stand, seeking your kingdom and your righteous hand. May heaven meet earth in our humble plea, as we lift our voices together set free. Daily bread we ask for nourishment hold, both body and spirit in your love unfold. Forgiveness we crave, Lord, as we learn to let go. In grace we find healing. Ha-ha. In love we will grow. Through the trials we seek you in shadows and light. Lead us not into temptation, guide us with might. In surrender we flourish, our hearts intertwined. In prayer we find wisdom. Your will, our design. Amen. I'm Thomas Shookruse Wiggins. It's July 27th, 2025. I'm up recording this morning at 7:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of us. As we close today at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. Well, it looks like we're up to 7:33 today. As I say, thanks again for allowing me to participate in sharing the Lord's truth last night. Forgiveness and love was the theme. Just speaking about what it means to forgive and what it means to love. That means calling on your Savior, Jesus Christ. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, has been by my side the entire time. I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. 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 God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.